You're listening to SBS News.
An Orthodox Christmas like no other. Orthodox parishioners at a Macedonian church in Sydney's south lined up around the block. They wore face masks and signed in on arrival. Oriana says the service was far from normal.
It doesn't really feel like Christmas. We're doing our best to make it feel like Christmas for the kids. It's not fair for them not to have a Christmas. It's quite emotional, actually, seeing everyone in masks and social distancing, and that's not what church is about. It's meant to bring people together.
According to the Julian calendar, the calendar which many Eastern European churches use to establish religious dates, today is December 25. And even under the tough conditions, Father Vladu Nadeski is happy to see people coming to church again.
As a priest, I'm joyful because in these conditions, we were able to celebrate and to welcome the newborn Christ in our lives, in our hearts.
He says church feasts were cancelled this year, but other traditions continued with some modifications. Rather than drink directly from the chalice, parishioners were given wine from a spoon. The same one was used throughout, but the church says helpers were standing by to ensure it never touched anyone's lips.
So we had to cut off all these gatherings where we prepare food, we share food with the other parishioners. It's very hard to keep the traditions and still to have this mask.
Under COVID-19 restrictions, only 55 people were allowed inside this church at one time. Many people waited to light a candle, say a prayer, and then leave. For others, like Mary Nicola's family, it was a quiet Christmas. She stayed home.
Jesus taught us to obey, so we're obeying what the government is telling us to do. But at the same time, some of the traditions in terms of food are being kept, so we're still eating the same things. We couldn't go to church, but we were watching it live as we were driving, so we were still attending, the Mass in spirit.
Brooke Fryer, SBS News.